Today could be your birthday. If it is, happy birthday to you. It could be your anniversary.
I just went through my Facebook friends' birthdays and wished them all happy birthdays.
There's a lot today.
Is there?
Yeah. Seven birthdays on Facebook today.
Happy birthday to you. You belong in the zoo.
A lot of radio people today.
Speaking of those who belong in the zoo, Kim Kardashian's so anxious to get rid of this guy, Chris Humphries, Jennifer. She offered him $10 million to get lost, and he said no.
Wow. That shows you how mad he really is, because if I were him, and I'm not,
or how much money
they have, I'd take the $10 million and say, all right, it was 72 days. This is probably a pretty good payday.
So
but,
he
know.
Wants to just draw this thing out to make her life miserable.
Oh, this is just a bitter thing.
So that she can't marry Kanye before the baby comes. That's his whole plan.
No. It's his whole plan. That's, absolutely.
That's diabolical and hysterical.
Yeah. It's not hysterical. It's sick.
That's
that much anger.
You know what, Doug? You can't look at these people as real people. They are
not.
It's like a little TV show, and they're in their own little reality, and they make their own beds, and they get what they ask for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, he says it's because he wants to get an annulment, because he wants to marry in the church again with a clear conscience.
No.
Hello, conscience. Kardashian.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. All right, so Katie Holmes apparently has a new way to keep herself looking wonderfully well. I don't have these people as commercial accounts yet. Jennifer, what can I do about
She wants to slow the signs of aging.
Right. And by slowing down the process of aging, how might that take place?
She's using a snail. Do you like my slow motion?
What? Snail.
Snail. She's using snails.
She's using a face cream that's enriched with protein from snails. And you know, we'll all be doing this too, probably, Roberta, in the next few years. I'm sure this will become very popular.
Go out and get it today.
It's snail protein, and it goes into this face cream. And so she's been using it on her face because she's convinced it makes her appear younger. So she can do that Dawson's Creek reunion, you know.
So that, as if that weren't enough news about skin cream, Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, you're going to make me do this one, aren't you? I knew it. Great.
Well,
thanks, Doug.
You don't have to use the complete detail of where the cream comes from.
I'm happy to do this. Okay, so you know when you have a little boy?
Right. And there's an operation that takes off pieces of his skin?
Yeah, sometimes you clip some things off the little boy.
Yeah, right.
We all together on this? Roberta Rich, you get what I'm talking about?
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, Oprah is becoming a spokesperson. She's endorsing a face cream made of tissue grown from the cells of human.
$150 an ounce for this stuff, Roberta.
She said it's a magic fountain of youth, and this company is no joke. They're going to start campaigns for this type of skin awareness.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I don't see where that skin is different from any other skin. I mean, you may as well just, you know, cut pieces of your ear off.
Careful.
Oprah's critics are calling her a hypocrite for endorsing the product because she's taken a stand against female genital mutilation in Africa. And so they're saying, imagine how Oprah would respond if a skin cream for men went on the market that was made from parts of the genitalia of little girls. And I think they're right in that respect.
Yeah.
Right, do we need to spend any time on Sarah Palin being booted out of Fox? Who cares?
Well, that's the story.
That's about it.
Back to you in the studio.
And everybody's making
this is
a
great
deal
that
out of it. Right.
Protesting Oprah in Vancouver.
Yeah, right.
Is it fun?
Oh, no, I've made the Canadians mad.
Mm-hmm. All right, so speaking of making people mad, a number of American Idol contestants are going to sue American Idol for racial discrimination. A New York attorney named James Freeman has sent a letter to the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission asking permission to sue on behalf of how many contestants? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 African American contestants.
That all these contestants, they really, I mean, and maybe this is why they're suing. They did not go very far.
No.
But what I can tell you is that American Idol had Ruben Studdard.
Yeah.
They've had Jordan Sparks win. And then they've also had a lot of people in the top who came really close. I remember the one that I loved. I think her name was Oh, was it Melinda Doolittle? Wasn't it Melinda Doolittle?
Okay, yeah, so let me.
What's her name? Fantasia.
Let me. Barrero. Okay, so let me twist this around. Okay, you want me to twist this?
Yeah.
All right. You'll recall that
although Clay Aiken is about the whitest thing you've ever seen. So, oh no, he lost to Ruben Studdard though.
Yeah,
he did.
Okay, so the folks at American Idol are noticing a distinct drop off because the quality of the contestants is really bad. The number of people off by 10 million from where they used to be watching American Idol.
That's not the quality of the contestants. The contestants have been okay.
Well, the quality of the too. Judges. Yeah.
I think a lot of people don't want to see. I think that
and
idea.
Here's where I'm going to get blamed for being a racist, but that freak Nicki Minaj is just.
Yeah, she is.
She's a freak. Dirty.
Yeah. It's awful.
Well, I think she's got a lot of young fans, which is what they typically bring in. But what I think has turned off, like, the moms in the audience, and maybe that even prevents the kids from watching, is the drama. I've heard a lot of people say, I don't even want to see it.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're trying to get the magic back from Simon. But Simon is Simon. Now it's like, he's gone. You've got to find something original.
But you shouldn't
just
having keep
infighting
him there.
Is not
and Mariah is just sitting there just like, okay, I'm just going to shut up. I'm not going to even say anything. She's just being kind of silent because it's just a circus.
She's like 42, 44, 40 something. She doesn't need to sink. I mean, she's got a great career. Right. She doesn't need to sink to the level of Nicki Minaj, who's a young 20-something.
And you know, this big hubbub that they had last week, it really wasn't between Mariah and Nicki. It was between Mariah and Randy. Mm-hmm. Randy was the one that said, I can say this because I have 30-some years experience producing some of the biggest acts in all of music.
Right.
So he was the one that jumped on her more than Mariah. It's just like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. It's just the paycheck for some of them under the circumstances.
And Nigel Lithgow is just sitting there off stage. You can see him. They showed a shot of him sitting off stage when all this was going on.
Yeah.
Just kind of, you know, counting his money, going, come on, wind it up. Next. Nigel from So You Think You Can Dance.
Yeah. All right. So the other thing that's of interest, the Argo Award last night, how well they did, the people who were winners. I thought it was also interesting. Argo got another step closer to an Oscar.
The SAG Awards?
What'd I say?
Argo Award. Won the SAGs?
That's what they're going to rename
picture.
It.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And also the PGAs, which was this again, which was the Producers Guild Awards.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Did Tiger Woods win that one?
No.
The PGAs.
Tiger Woods wants to go back with his wife. Did you hear that?
I heard he wants to.
Oh, really?
I heard he's with Lindsey Vonn.
Who's Lindsey Vonn?
The Olympic athlete.
Really?
So that's the big gossip.
Lindsey Vonn? What is she? What kind of an athlete is she?
She's skater or skier. She has something to do with snow. I don't know.
Really?
You know me in the Olympics. I don't watch them. I'm sorry. Mm. I know it's a great thing and rah-rah America. I cheer for you, America, but I don't watch them.
All right. So is there anything else that we've left out that is of interest and importance that we
have? Lindsey Vonn looks just like his ex-wife.
Lindsey Vonn looks just like what?
His Tiger's ex-wife.
Oh. Well, there you go. It's once there, you go back again.
Keep it
going. Keep it right. So, Doug, be quiet. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug@DougStephan.com. Rich@DougStephan.com. Jennifer@DougStephan.com. Roberta@DougStephan.com. A lot of times people send me stories when they have been satisfied with a product that I have talked about on the air. Such is the case with Axia 30, something that we've been talking about here for a number of months. The product, the antioxidant, anti-aging weight loss formula that comes in 3 months supplies, because in 3 months using Axia 30 and intelligent eating, you lose 30 pounds. That's all about the product. I mean, what else do you need to know about this? It's a natural breakthrough. It uses state-of-the-art dietary ingredients to keep you feeling full longer and burn unwanted calories all day long. That's really what this does. Fills you up. And then you are not as hungry as you were before. That's part of what this is all about. Men and women in the study of using these key ingredients lost 30 pounds an average in 90 days. That's the Axia 30 way. Not just a great weight loss product, jam-packed with additional natural ingredients, vitamin D, antioxidants, grape seed extracts, that kind of stuff. So you want to promote anti-aging, you want to promote your body's health, you want to promote losing weight. It's all together in this antioxidant, anti-aging weight loss formula, which you can get by dialing 800 525-8345. Axia 30. Lose 30 pounds in 90 days or your money back. 800-525-8345. Why wouldn't you take advantage? Order that on the toll-free line right now. Because there is a difference. And the things that go along with it that are very helpful in terms of losing weight and the breakthroughs and all that other stuff, you can go round and round here. Please call this number now while you're thinking about it. 800-525-8345. Backed by science. Good for men and women. Call now and get an extra bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8345.
Apply chapstick to my lips. Raspberry cream I can't resist. Flavor fruity, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst of berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick Raspberry Cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavored 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger's basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Chapstick to my lips, raspberry cream I can't resist. Flavor fruity, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Birch the berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La la la, la la.
Chapstick,
la, la,
apply
la, la,
happy.
Doug, Roberta, Richie, and Jennifer, Aspen, Colorado commissioners considering exceptions for guidelines limiting the use of drones in the city. Commissioners gave initial approval to a plan that would make it easier for movie producers and real estate agents to avoid getting permits. They are using remote-controlled helicopter drones to give potential home buyers a bird's-eye view of property, and also for broadcasting ski races. Commissioners are concerned the drones would violate privacy rights.
Mm.
Really? There you go. How about them apples? You want to look up in the sky? It's a bird. It's a plane. It's a drone.
We're going to be swatting these things out of the sky in the next 5 years.
Yeah, 21 after the hour.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Chuck is in Seattle. Hi, Chuck.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful greeting, Chuck.
I walked on Edward G. Robinson's
Hold on, man. I got to shut my radio down.
Well, wait. I'm going to do my Edward G. Robinson impersonation while you're gone.
Yeah, so the radio is all the way across the room. See?
One radio for you, two for me.
How you doing there?
We're doing well. How you doing, see?
Perfect.
Yeah, great. See, Chuck. What's the answer, see, Chuck? To the question, see?
Condoms, for crying out loud.
Condoms, yeah, that's right,
that.
See? Condoms. Everybody
condoms.
Need a condom.
Hey, Doug, is it condom, see?
Beg your pardon?
See?
Hey, Doug.
You know who that thing do?
No.
Edward G. Robinson. Do Edward G. Robinson for him, Goober. Listen to this, Andy. Go on, Goob. Edward G. Robinson.
Okay, you guys. Come on, you guys. All right, you guys. Beat it, you guys.
Join the party. Doug Stephan's good day.
What joy we can give to each brand new bride tomorrow. Make me happy.
Happy!
Through the years.
Yeah, man.
Never bring me.
The big buildup.
Yeah. Lots of fun, sunshine, and love in this tune.
If you're sitting down, get ready to be
get up,
thrust right out of your chair.
Yeah. This is LSD at its best.
Because this song's about to take you on a little giant ride.
Right into space. Here we go, everybody ready?
Bring me sunshine.
Woo-hoo! Yes, ma'am.
Make me happy.
Why not?
All the while.
Yeah, yeah.
In this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy we can give to each brand new bride tomorrow. Make me happy.
Goosebumps listening to this, Richie.
Through the years.
Through the years.
Never bring me.
Never bring me.
Never bring
me. No tears.
Let your arms be as warm. From up above, bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love.
UK swing band, the Jive Aces. It's something that ought to be more frequently heard here on this program, Richie, along with the Bright Side of the Road and the Van Morrison tune. There's just so much great music around that brings us out of the whole week. Monday's a lousy day. Oh, my God. So maybe this should be the rule. We have this on every Monday to bring people up and out of where they are so they can be in a much better place for the rest of the day and the rest of the week. Bring me fun! Bring me sunshine! Bring me love
through the years. Never bring me anything. Let your arms be as warm and strong from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love.
La 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 la.
Bring me fun, bring me sunshine.
Bring me love.
Bring me fun, bring me sunshine.
Bring me love. Division of Public Health and Safety in Delaware says health care providers can use flu vaccines this year that have mercury because they're running out of the good stuff. These people are so out to lunch.
Why do they even still make it?
That is the question we always ask.
Goodness.
And any of the doctors here that are on this program sidestep this. This is what causes, and all of the studies that say, oh, no, this doesn't cause any problem, are so full of what comes out of my cows.
Whether it does or whether it doesn't. We all know mercury is not a good thing.
Bad. Right, exactly. So boo to the public health people.
I booed them.
The Iowa City Public Library Board of Trustees is going to put a sleeping ban into effect in the library. Apparently.
What? Where am I going to go to catch an afternoon nap? I've got kids, man.
The people at the people at the library are told now they have to wake people up, even if they are not snoring, if they're in any of the Iowa City libraries. So don't go to the Iowa City Public Library and expect to take a nap, because it'll get foiled. 28 after on Good Day.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible. Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today, and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
No. With our new H-Card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern Time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new H-Card at Discover.com.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do you do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Frank, can you read the grocery list back to me?
Sure. We got Samsung, Panasonic, Sony, LG.
I'm pretty sure I wrote ham, cheese, eggs, and asparagus.
Yep, that's what I said. Got it right here. What?
I'm just trying to make an omelet here, Frank.
Big screen TVs on the brain. Get to Sears before the game. Save $200 on a 52-inch RCA 1080p LED TV, only $499.99. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. Offer ends 2213 C-Store or Sears.com/football for details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Good day going on. Let's see what we can do about enhancing it one way or another. In a few minutes, Richie and I are going to go over with you the ways for you to better your life by learning how to live your life better. 33 and change FBI.
Yeah, because I'm the guy you want to listen to.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Richie's on top.
I've got it all figured out.
Kind of an inspiration.
Right. That's right.
Yep. Right. By the way, I have to find the exact stat here. I saw this is sort of crossed in front of my eyes. You know how you're looking. I came back from Philadelphia. I flew to Philadelphia Friday night and was there Saturday morning and took the train back to Boston. And on the train, I just saw.
Did you leave with your wallet?
Did I leave with my wallet?
Yeah. How the train station in Philly, that can be a rough place.
No, it's a nice train station.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. No, it's a nice train
station. I feel
station.
Like it's a bad rap. Yeah. I think it's an okay station.
Philly by itself is a lousy city.
My dad was born in Philly.
Yeah, I think the Baltimore train station would be a little more iffy. But some of those old, the great old train stations like Washington, Baltimore, Philadelphia, Penn Station, New York.
Union Station's a little rough in D.C. It's a nice, beautiful facility. Oh, it's gorgeous.
I don't know. I think it gets a bad rap. I think there are, it is, but it's got so much history. It's so steeped.
Yeah, it's a nice place.
Very cool. Anyway,
wouldn't be caught in one of the bars there at 2 a.m.
Well, you shouldn't be anywhere at 2 a.m. in a bar. What's the matter with you? You're a father. You have responsibility.
No, that's exactly right. Yeah. It's just a lot of newscasts take place from down there at 2 a.m.
Yeah. All right. So, anyway, what I saw in sort of a passing glance, and I went back and tried to find it, and I couldn't. and I don't even know what to do with this other than just kind of lay it on you because it's so outrageous. It is. I'm a great believer in the capitalist system. It has brought me what I have in terms of my reality in life. I am a free marketer and thus have created a radio program that's had its ups and downs like a lot of your businesses if you have your own businesses. But I'm much happier having had the opportunity to do this and continue to be able to do it than if I were working for some big company because by now I would have long since been fired. Anyway, having said that and encouraging what Sam Walton did, a genius that he was in terms of getting along with people, understanding what people's buying habits were, and creating what, and now he would take exception to the way Walmart is run. But that isn't the real story. The story is that his offspring, his daughter, and I think there are either two or three sons, hold more wealth than 40% of the United States.
Yeah, that's not good.
Huh. Wow.
The Walton family... Well, but you say it's not good. So what do you do? You gonna take it away from them?
No, I mean I'm fine with capitalism and people being super filthy rich, but
as a way of
thank God. Food.
Yeah. Here's the dilemma:
super filthy rich. Yeah,
all that money's not in circulation.
No,
and that's why we have to start printing more, and just so as long as they keep it in circulation, you know, like I believe, you know, Bill Gates does a good job of, and yeah. Warren Buffett do a good job of keeping their money out
circulating
there.
It.
Yeah, yeah, they do.
I mean, I think that's what it's all about. We had this conversation over the weekend because I'm a great believer, maybe to a fault. If I'd have been smarter about how I did things, maybe I wouldn't be in quite the hole that I'm in. But having said that, I made choices about what I learned. As I came through my life in the 80s about abundance and keeping the flow going, because it's important to the greater good, if you have something that is considered wealth, that you keep it moving, that you keep investing it, or you keep helping people, or you do whatever it is. In my instance, I have done it mostly in terms of the farm. But that being said, there are people who have a lot of money who invested in things, and that money produces other money and produces wealth and produces jobs and produces all kinds of things that are important. You can say the Waltons are the largest employers in the country, or the Walmart corporations are, and they you know, they have a reputation of not paying particularly well. So have they set a tone that's positive or negative? I mean, so I've given you two things that could be construed as negative or positive, depending on your point of view. One of them is that the Walmart family has more wealth than 40% of the country. The people who are the offspring, who hold the majority of shares in the Walmart fortunes. So in and of itself, is that something to take a shot at, or would it be bad because all those people wouldn't have jobs, or would they have other jobs? I guess that's something that you could discuss and debate. And then you go on into these other areas of discussion and debate, whether or not it's good for the company, the country to have people like Warren Buffett. Most of the wealth in the world is concentrated in this country. And that's why we make the rules, because we get the gold. There are people in Mexico who are very wealthy, people in the Middle East who are very wealthy, people in Venezuela. There are people in each country that have a lot of wealth. But we have a concentration of it here because of opportunity. Has the opportunity been abused in the last 20 years or so? Absolutely been abused. Unbelievably abused. Because the people who were responsible for the engine and keeping the engine going and keeping the pump primed are being discouraged, because government now, through the behest of the big corporations who now control most of government, are screwing with guys like you and me who have a small business and try to stay in business. I got a, here, this is a perfect example. Over the weekend, or I guess it was Saturday, I got in the mail a letter from the Environmental Protection Agency. I had recently converted the water supply at my farm from the town public water supply to the well supply, which I drilled. It's been a miserable failure, and I've had to go back on public water because we couldn't get enough water out of the well to provide the needs of the farm. But because somehow or other, somebody in some bureaucratic way, and I know sort of what the trail is, got to the state and said, well, he changed his water. I mean, how the hell do they know, and what business is it of theirs? What they don't know is that I have it on the other farm, actually both of the farms, and they don't even know it. But because somebody said along the way that the water system had been changed, they sent me a three-page letter requiring that I do about 14 different things to keep in compliance with their regulations. I probably threw the letter in the fireplace, but it's just, that's the kind of stuff that goes on day in and day out. Somebody had nothing better to do than to spend however much time it took them to send this letter of requirements to me, because I'd gone from the public water supply to the private water supply.
And who is the somebody? Do you know who the somebody is?
Whoever it was. No, I don't. I think I know how they got the information from somebody here in Framingham. But
Is this just because you're a farmer and they don't want you to contaminate crops, or is this because you
No, it's because they want to know, first of all, how many people will drink the water. Well, it was clear when I applied for the permit that nobody drinks the water because it's for irrigation and for cooling the product that we make. Nobody, we don't sell water. We don't offer people water. There's no water there that is used by any. As a matter of fact, we offer bottled water in the store if you want to buy some. But it's just the fact that that somebody had little or nothing to do. They're going to send me a 3-page letter with 14 requirements that anybody who knew me knew I wasn't going to adhere to anyway.
What are some of the requirements?
That I have to tell them how many people come in and out of the store every day. I don't know. How many people are buying whatever product it is that I'm selling? I mean, I could probably figure that out by looking at the cash register, but I don't want to. How many people are that go in and visit the barn and see the cows, because it's clear that I use the barn, I mean, use the farm as a way to teach people about farming. They want to know how many loads of manure I spread a day and where I spread it. Is it going to contaminate
the radio?
Or
just on the farm?
Yeah, right.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, this is the kind of stuff, and this is why farmers are being driven out of business. Small businesses are not even getting started because there's so much of this stuff. And where does it stop? It gets more and more and more all the time. Every time you turn around, there's some new regulation, there's some new reason to screw with people that are just, I'm just doing a job, and I'm very proud of the job that we're doing here because we produce milk that's better than anybody else in the state. Once in a while, you got a problem with a cow? Yeah, of course you do. That's the way it is. Is anything perfect? No, including the way they operate things. So, anyway, it got in my craw. That we have these people like the Waltons who have all this money, and so people say, well, we got to encourage people to start a business. Why would you start a business and put up with this kind of stuff? Why? Where is the encouragement for people to start a business? Mm-hmm. There isn't any. They're in the way of everything. My friend at the bank told me something on Saturday that startled me. The federal compliance rules and regulations have so changed what the small banks, I don't know about the big banks, the small banks, they used to have a part-time compliance officer to deal with the red tape. Since Obama took over, they now have two full-time compliance officers in this little bank, only has three branches. They have two people that do not one thing to make money for the bank. They have full-time salaries. They have health care. They have benefits, taxes, all that stuff to pay to somehow or other accommodate the federal government and its requirements for this bank that has never had one complaint ever filed against it, not had one compliance problem ever in its history, and it's been around for 80-some-odd years. This is what you're digging yourself a hole.
One of our hosts here at Radio America, Peter Schiff, who does an economics politics show, he has an investment company. You know, you have money to invest, and it's more on the higher end if you have a lot of money to invest.
Right.
And he tells me he's got 35 or 40 compliance, like a whole department.
Of people. Yeah.
So he spends...
For what? And people will say, well, so
hundreds
the banks
of
don't
thousands
do us,
of dollars.
So the banks don't do for us what they did before. Hello, the reason the banks got away with what they got away with is because they loaded up the Treasury Department with guys like Geithner and Paulson and all these guys that came from Goldman Sachs and every other big, gigantic firm in Wall Street. The ones that didn't survive the crash of 2008 were for one reason. They didn't get any money from the federal government because they had nobody in the federal government. All the people that had money in the federal government from various companies all got bailed out. The ones that had no connection to the federal government got nothing. Lehman Brothers is a perfect example. They were arch enemies of Goldman Sachs, and Goldman Sachs made sure they went out of business. And that's what's going on. Every place, whether it's local government, state government, federal government, all these people, the big contributors, the big corporations, they say, oh, well, why don't you hire our guy to work in the whatever department over at the FDA or over at the...
You got 30 seconds of rant left, by the way.
I'm timing you. I know, okay. Yeah. So I've said what I... And this is what's going on.
I did the best social media report ever this hour, by the way.
Really? How did I get? Oh, I know. I was looking at the Walmart family and where all that went. But all of you, look at yourself in the mirror this morning and realize that you're all allowing this to happen by not creating a big protest that had a lot of impact this week. It's not like people can't set it up. The people of Newtown created this big gun demonstration in Washington. Why can't we do that with all this other stuff? What did you start to say, Richie?
There's a kid named Aaron Toby. I'm just reading the story. I'll tell you about it in a little bit.
Yeah.
But wrote the Fourth Amendment on his chest. And when he refused to go through the cancer-causing screening equipment at the airport,
yeah.
Took his shirt off and bared his chest, the right of people to be secure against unreasonable search and seizures.
Yeah.
And just won a $250,000 lawsuit against the TSA.
Good, brother. I say good, but it's you and me who's paying it. Yeah. TSA's not paying it. They take tax money from you and me to pay it.
That's true.
Too bad we didn't have the idea.
Yeah. Well, but the other side of it is, under the circumstances, what kinds of things are going on elsewhere that are not in your best interest? These people have so hoodwinked everybody into thinking the only reason the TSA exists is to keep these X-ray these companies in business and to scare the hell out of everybody. That's all. As somebody pointed out last week, somebody can stand outside an airport while you're waiting to get into the TSA with a bomb. What are you going to do? How are you going to fix that out there?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You can do a lot of damage just standing out there.
Asinine. We are so in. We are just lost. It's 12 before the hour, and good day.
Happy Monday.
Hey, yeah.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's brown bag lunches every day.
It's picking up extra shifts.
And it's catching the bus to work.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
This MultiView Report is brought to you by Crest. As the Emmy-nominated host of Fox's So You Think You Can Dance, Kat Deely knows a thing or two about confidence and has a tip that will allow you to look and feel your best this new year.
One of the most important things to me in my professional and personal life is maintaining a positive attitude and exuding confidence in everything I do. I always want to look and feel my best, which, for me, begins with a smile. Not only does a smile make you appear friendly, approachable, and most of all, confident, but sharing it with others is so gratifying.
If you're looking for a whiter, brighter smile this year, Kat recommends Crest 3D White Arctic Fresh Toothpaste and Multicare Whitening Rinse. Also, visit the Crest 3D White Facebook page, and you can win a chance to attend a Hollywood event with Kat Deely herself. For more, visit 3DWhite.com. That's 3DWhite.com. I'm Danielle Adair.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Song you ever had.
No, this is the only good song you ever had.
Really?
Yeah. From my perspective, anyway.
Nothing off of the Abacab album.
Nah.
This is multi-platinum
this
album
is good,
when he was with Genesis.
Yeah,
none of that counts.
Taste is different. Yeah, it counts with a lot of people. It got with me.
Yeah.
Two Hearts by Phil Collins from the movie Buster, which was actually filmed, Phil's film debut during this week in 1988. He plays one of the perpetrators of the Great Train Robbery. Critics love this movie, but people in this country didn't go see it. It did well around the rest of the world. Pretty much the way the Arnold movie, I think, is going to go, Chucker. Anyway, movie music gets us into movie moments and a review of the weekend, the box office. Box office totals coming up. First, let's get a movie contest going. Your call to 888-302-3684 will be rewarded if you have the answer to the question, or actually not a question, other than what's the name of this movie. What is the name of this movie? Listen to the three clips, figure it out, call us at 888-302-DOUG, and you win the swell prize. Let's get to the first clip.
If you're looking for a ransom, I can tell you I don't have money, but what I do have are a very particular set of skills.
I didn't see it, but I do know.
Another one.
To see it.
You should have seen it.
Yeah, I will.
And the second one is just as good, and they're working on a third one, I think, aren't they, Chucker?
Well, he wanted to do a third. I would assume there will be a third one. Now, I don't think the second one was as good as the first one, but I liked it enough.
Yeah.
I really, the first one was a sleeper. Nobody expected it to do well.
Right, yeah. 888-302-3684. Here's the second audio clue taken from the movie.
Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Uh-huh.
Stop giving it away.
888-302-3684. Here's the last chance.
I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Huh? right, so that takes
like
in.
When they whisper.
He's got a great voice.
And he pretty much did that.
And that music, that ominous music.
Yeah, right. He's got a great voice.
Like, those sound like three lines of dialogue Doug said yesterday before he went to bed.
888-302-3684. If you know what the movie is, help yourself. Meanwhile, Chucker has box office totals for us in a moment here on Good Day.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Stick it to my lips. Raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavor fruity, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Birch, the berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my list. La 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick Raspberry Cream and apply Happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the coffin cold aisle. Chapstick, apply Happy.
Hi, Chucker, what do we do at the box office this weekend?
The R-rated Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters, Doug, a movie I have no interest at all in seeing, open to $19 million in business. That's so-so opening weekend, considering he's playing on 3,400 screens. Mama, the R-rated horror movie, PG-13 horror movie, plays second. $12.8 million, $48
million. So two horror movies are number one and number two at the box office.
Well, I don't know. Hansel and Gretel, I don't know. It's more of a R-rated fantasy action movie than a horror film. But, Mama is produced on a $15 million budget, so $40 million in 2 weeks is pretty good. One of the big stories is Silver Linings Playbook. The movie's been expanded to 2,500 screens over the last 2 weeks and performed very well. $10 million over the weekend, just a 7% drop off week to week. $70 million so far in its box office total, and this one's gotten very good word.
All right, what about the Jason Strahan thing?
Just $7 million, as I predicted. I think
as the Arnold from the week before. Yep.
Out of the top 10, number 16, just $2 million. $10 million in 2 weeks on a $45 million budget. That's pretty bad.
That's the Arnold movie.
The Arnold movie, yep.
Yeah. How about doing and overseas?
And I did a revival of The Shining last night and had 140 people show up. Great.
Good for you. Good. Brandon, what's the name of the movie?
Taken with William Neeson.
It was number one movie at the box office this week in 2009. You win the prize, sir. Thank you very much.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And, man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at FireYourMDNow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.